Sagt the Mishnah Vayitam Masechtas Tainis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. We've already explained in the previous Mishnah that when the Bnei Agoila came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael during the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, there was no wood available for the Merach and the Mizbeach. The Mishpacha stood up, and you have to realize they had just come up from Bavel. This was with great Mesiris Nefesh. Everyone needed wood. You needed wood to build your own houses. You needed wood to heat your home. So with great Mesiris Nefesh, they went and they donated their own wood, Letzorech Merach on the Mizbeach. And we explained that as a zecher for this mitzvah, the Nevi'im that were amongst them were mesakin that Ledoiris, these families have the schus to bring the wood to the Mizbeach. Even though in future generations, in the Lishkas Eitzim, the Beis Hamikdash had their own wood, but that mitzvah stayed with them. On the day that they brought Eitzim, they also brought a carbon oila, which was called carbon Eitzim. And that day was declared a Yom Tov. The Mishnah is going to tell us now when these days were. Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, Zman. Atzei Kehanim V'ha'am. Tisha. In other words, there were 9 days that were set throughout the entire year that certain known mishpachis from Kehanim and some mishpachis from the rest of the people, not just Kehanim, were menadiv eitzim l'mereches ha-mizbeach. So Zman Atzei Kehanim V'ha'am, the times that certain families of Kehanim and others were given the official kavod of bringing the wood to the Mizbeach, Tisha, there were 9 such days throughout the year. The first man was Be'echad ben Nisan. And who brought it then? B'nei Arach ben Yehuda. The children and grandchildren of Arach, who was from Shevet Yehuda. This was a mishpacha mentioned in Sefer Ezra, and they were from the mishpachas that had the courage to come up from Bavel during the days of Kairish, Melech Paras. They were the ones that were menadev, Be'echad ben Nisan. Their wood lasted until Chav Tamis, and this day would remain for their family, their Yom Tov. The second man was Be'esrim B'Tamis, as explained, on the 20th day of Tamis, and that was for the family of B'nai, the children of David ben Yehuda. And these were children from the Malchus of Yehuda. When the wood of the B'nai Arach was used up, they stepped in. The third man was B'chamisha B'Av, 5 days in Av. And the family that was Zaycha to have this day as their day to bring the Eitzim, their day as a Yom Tov, was B'nai Farosh ben Yehuda. The children of Farosh, who was also from Shevet Yehuda, after the wood from the B'nai Malcha Yehuda was used up, B'chamisha B'Av, they brought theirs. This was also a famous family that had the courage to leave Bavel and come up with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. The fourth day was B'Shiva by 7 days in Av. And that was for B'nai Yonadav ben Rechav, for the children of Yonadav ben Rechav. The fifth day, B'Asarabai, was for the 10th of Av. And this was a Yom Tov, and it was their day that they were privileged to bring the Eitzim. And this was set aside for B'nai Sina ben Binyamin. Sina was from Shevet Binyamin. The sixth day, B'chemish Asabai, was 15 days in the month of Av. And that day, throughout the Dairis, belonged to B'nai Zatu ben Yehuda. To the children of Zatu, that was from Shevet Yehuda. And because there weren't too many from this mishpacha, as the Meiri explains, therefore the Imayim, along with the B'nai Zatu, Kehanim Levim. Kehanim Levim also, even though they weren't from this mishpacha, they also donated on this day. Zakt mishtavayt of a chalmi, any person that came from one of these mishpachas. But what happened was sheta b'shiftoi, he's not sure where he belongs. He knows that his grandfather was one of the people who started to donate eitzim, but he doesn't know if he belongs to the B'nai Sina from Shevet Binyamin, or maybe he's from one of the mishpachas from Shevet Yehuda. So they also brought on this day, because there were so few of the original mishpacha that this was their chance. Who else brought on this day Chamishasa Ba'av? U'b'nei Goynvei Eli, b'nei Koitzei Kitzios. Now at first glance, this doesn't sound very complimentary. U'b'nei Goynvei Eli, the family of the pestle smugglers. U'b'nei Koitzei Kitzios, and the family of the fig cutters. What's this all about? Who are these people? Well, for one thing, there were actually one family. Now the Gemara explains the story as follows. The government passed a decree that no one is allowed to bring any wood for the Mizbeach. The other decree was, no one is allowed to bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim. This happened during Bayis Sheni, before the times of the Hashmonaim, the Yavanim, were slowly moving into the Beis HaMikdash. They hadn't stopped Karbonis yet. But first, they took up positions around the Beis HaMikdash, around Yerushalayim. And sentries were stationed on the road. And they didn't want Yidden to bring wood for the Mizbeach. They didn't want people to bring Bikur. Now, I'm sure some of you are asking why just these two things. A lot of things were going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Many different types of Karbonis were brought. Many different types of Nedavis were donated. Just these two things? Wood for the Mizbeach and Bikurim? That's what the Yevanim wanted to stop? Zakhtar Masha, yes. You know why? Because these were two things that were brought with a great amount of joy and simcha. When they brought the Bikurim, there was a tremendous amount of simcha. And the bringing of the Eitzim also, this was a schus the family had, because their ancestors were Meisr Nefesh themselves to bring wood when there was no wood. And it was a schus that remained for the children. Generation after generation, there was a big Yamtif, and the Yevanim, they weren't fools. They knew. Any mitzvah that Yidden do b'simcha is a mitzvah that's going to last, is a mitzvah that's going to stay, is a mitzvah that's going to encourage them and bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zakhtar Masha. So the first thing the Yevanim wanted to stop were these two mitzvahs that were brought with great joy. But the Yidden, they figured a way around these guards. The Gemara says, Ma asu ksheirin shebi oisei hadar v'yirei chet? What did the worthy and sin-fearing men of that generation do? How did they circumvent this gezeira? Well, they brought baskets of bikurim, but they covered them with dried figs. What's an eli? It's actually a club-shaped hand tool that was used for mashing or grinding things. A kind of keli that was used to stamp or pound things in a press or a mill. So these people are holding these baskets that are covered with dried figs. And they have this big, club on their shoulders. And when they reach these guards, the guards said to them, where are you going? And they would say, oh, we're going to make two cakes of pressed figs. Different material is over here. And we also have this big club that's on our shoulders, the eli. Once they passed, so they decorated the baskets of Bikurim, and they brought them to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara tells us a similar story about the B'nai Salmai Hanesayfasi. They made a gzeira, the government passed the decree, no wood for the Mizbeach. So they brought their wood, but they made them into ladders. And they put the ladders on their shoulders. When they passed the guards would say to them, where are you going? And they said, where we're going? We're going to get pigeons. From where the pigeons stay in that dovecote. That's why we need these ladders. Once they passed the guards, they dismantled the ladders, and they took the logs up to Yerushalayim. So Zakhtar Gemara, on this day, on Chamishasa Ba'av, in addition to the family of Zatu ben Yehuda, in addition to the Kehanim and the Leviim, and in addition to the people who knew they were from one of these families but they weren't sure, you also had the B'nai Gain Ve'Ali and B'nai Kaitze Ketzias. Why were they called the Eli smugglers? Because they were able to use these tools to smuggle their way through the guards. Now, this particular family, even though they weren't from the original families that brought wood by the building of Bayis Sheni, like the other Mishpachas, but because of this story, which happened on Chamishasa Ba'av, they were also given the opportunity to bring Eitzim on Chamishasa Ba'av together with the family of Zatu ben Yehuda, who was from the original people that brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash. All right, so that was a big day, Chamishasa Ba'av. The seventh day was the Esrim Boi, 20 days in the month of Av, and that's when B'nai Fachas Moyav ben Yehuda, the children of Fachas Moyav, it was also from Shevet Yehuda. They brought it on that day. On the eighth day, B'Esrim B'Elul, 20 days in the month of El, B'nai Adin ben Yehuda. The Enichlach of Adin, that was from Shevet Yehuda. They brought it on that day. And on the ninth day, B'Yachad B'Tevis Shavu B'nai Farish ben Yehuda. The family of Farish ben Yehuda already brought once on the fifth day of Av. Brought now a second time. Now B'Emes, all the families that had a chance already had their opportunity. But they still needed wood. So they made a goyrol between the mishpachas, and the goyrol landed on B'nai Farish ben Yehuda. That's why they got a chance to bring it again over here. Shows us the tremendous cheshek they had for mitzvahs. Each one was trying to get a second chance to be able to be menada. They had to mamish do a goyrol. Okay, now we go back to the inyan of the maimed. Remember what we learned earlier in Mishnah Dalet, on a day that there's halal, on a day that they say the whole Hallel, the Anshei Maimed in Yerushalayim are potter to say the Seder of the Maimed by Shachris. And we also learned on the day of Musaf, like on Rosh Chodesh, the people of the Maimed in Yerushalayim didn't do the Seder of the Maimed, the Kriya of Maisa Bereshis, and the special Tfilas by Musaf and by Mincha. And we also learned in the previous Mishnah that on the day of the Karban Eitzim, there was no Maimed in Yerushalayim by Mincha and by Nila. So, is there any one day that all of these things come together? Full Hallel in the morning. So there's no Maimed by Shachris. There's the Karban Musaf. So there's no Maimed by Musaf and by Mincha. And it's also a day that they brought the Eitzim. So there's no Maimed by Nila. And the answer is, yes, there is one such day. Rosh Chodesh Teves. B'echad b'teves, says the Mishnah, l'hoya by Maimed. There was no Maimed at all for the people in Yerushalayim. In the morning, there was no Maimed, shoya by Hallel, because Echad b'teves is always Chanukah. Chanukah starts Chaf Hei Kislev. So Echad b'teves is always still Chanukah. V'kar ben Musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh. So there's no Maimed, meaning they don't read the Maisa Bereshis, and they don't say the special Tfilos by Musaf and by Mincha. And v'kar ben Eitzim. It's one of the days that we just learned that they brought the Karban Eitzim. So there's no Maimed by Nila. So on this one day, Rosh Chodesh Teves, there was no Maimed at all for the people of Yerushalayim in the morning. Okay, what did we learn in this Mishnah? We learned that there were 9 days that were officially Yomim Tovim. For different families, it was their day to bring the Eitzim. That's because they were Zaycha from Lechatchila when they first came up. During the times of Bayesheni, Mizbech didn't have any wood, and they brought it with great Mesiris Nefesh. So even generations later, these families had the schus to bring it on special days. And the Mishnah told us on which days which families brought it. The Mishnah also told us that on Chemishasa Ba'av, the family of Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda was very small. So Memela, others joined them on this day, Kehanim and Leviim, they weren't from these Mishpachais, but they also had the schus from their grandfathers, so they brought it on this day. People that weren't sure which shevet they belonged to, but they knew that their fathers were also Maisa Nefesh themselves to bring the wood. And then we said there were those that risked their lives to figure out a way to sneak by the sentries. They were the ones who brought Bikurim, they were the ones who brought the Eitzim, even when the Yevanim tried to prevent them from doing it. The Bnei Goyin Ve'Eli and the Bnei Kaitzei Ketzias, they brought it on this day. And finally, the Mishnah went on to explain to us that there's one day, Echad B'Tevis, where because there's Hallel in the morning, and there's Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's a day of Karban Eitzim, there was no Mamadis at all for the people in Yerushalayim.